May 13, 2005. And we have members that have to go, so we're going to jump right in and move along, if that's all right. Start with Senate Bill 5560, the Liquor Control Commission. Senator Schrader. Senate Bill 5560 is the budget bill for Oregon Liquor Control Commission. The OLCC regulates manufacture, possession, sale, and distribution of alcoholic beverages. The agency's budget is financed with revenues from liquor sales, the beer and wine tax, license fees, and fines. These revenues, after subtracting out mandated transfers and agency administrative costs, are distributed to general fund into cities and counties. Just over $136 million is projected to be distributed to the general fund, $106 million to cities and counties, the 2005-07 biennium. The approved budget of $99 million is 1.8% above the governor's recommended budget. The Joint Subcommittee on Transportation and Economic Development approved $168,219 in reductions for statewide reductions in the PERS rate and Department Administrative Services assessment. The Joint Subcommittee approved $8,631,933 in the budget to convert $4.5 million for payment of bank card fees and non-limited expenditures to an expenditure limitation to fund four full-time and four seasonal positions in the Liquor Distribution Center to address increased workload, allow OLCC to provide services to the University of Oregon and Oregon State University sports programs, and support modernizing the technology infrastructure. The budget also provides over $57 million for agents' compensation, which is an increase of $7.5 million or 15% over current budget levels. This is the result of increased estimates in liquor sale revenue for the biennium. The Joint Subcommittee added budget notes requiring the agency to review the current payment schedule for liquor agents and to review the apportionment of state liquor revenues to cities and counties. I move Senate Bill 5560 be amended and reported out do pass as amended. Any discussion?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chair.
Yes, please go right ahead, Senator.
Unfortunately, I scooted down here so fast that I left the exact language of the budget note up in my office. The question that I had when we discussed this in committee was about the budget note directing a review of the current payment schedule for agents and whether that review was to include simply the sale of alcohol or whether it included the sale of any ancillary products in the liquor stores. And my memory is a little hazy on that, but the question is that if we're to truly try to gauge agent compensation with respect to their effort as far as the sales of liquor for the state, how appropriate is it to include all of the ancillary cigarettes, mixers, glasses, novelties, the other things that they sell out of the shop?
We'll ask LFO to help us answer that question. Ms. Jordan?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Johnson, the budget note that was approved by the co-chairs did include all items.
Thank you.
The language is...
I've got it now in front of me. Thank you, Mr. Rocker.
Further question?
Am I interrupting you, Susie?
I was just going to comment that the co-chair's concern was to ensure that the revenue from all sales was adequate to support the cost of doing business and for upgrading their facilities.
So this is the budget note, Mr. Chair. This is the budget note approved by both of the co-chairs at the
That's
time
correct.
That we were still functioning as a joint committee.
That's correct.
Page 5 of 5, I think we're
correct. Right. I have it right here now. Thank you.
Any other questions? Any objections? Seeing none, budget approved. Next budget, Senate Bill 5561, Board of Tax Practitioners. Senator Johnson, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5561, as amended, is the budget bill for the Oregon Board of Tax Practitioners. The board protects consumers by ensuring that Oregon tax professionals are competent and ethical in their professional activities. The board accomplishes this through its licensing and compliance activities. The Joint Ways and Means General Government Subcommittee reviewed this budget in detail and recommended approval of a total budget of $917,000 in four positions. The subcommittee made adjustments for the PERS rate reduction and reduced the hourly attorney general billing rate. The subcommittee reviewed and approved the board's performance measures and added two dealing with customer satisfaction. Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 5561 as amended be reported out, do pass as amended.
Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 5562, Board of Accountancy. Senator Johnson again, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5562, as amended, is the budget bill for the Oregon Board of Accountancy. The board protects the public by regulating the practice and performance of all services provided by licensed accountants. The Joint Ways and Means General Government Subcommittee reviewed this budget and approved a total budget of $1,417,000 with seven positions. The subcommittee made adjustments for the PERS rate reduction and reduced the hourly Attorney General billing rate. We reviewed and approved one of the board's performance measures and replaced one with two dealing with customer satisfaction. We did not approve three other performance measures. We felt these measured activities and did not directly relate to the achievement of the board's mission. The board will return to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee with revised performance measures to replace the ones not approved. Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 5562 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 5563, Council on Court Procedures. Senator Gordley, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senate Bill 5563 is the budget for the Council on Court Procedures. The Council is responsible for reviewing and amending the Oregon Rules of Civil Procedures, which are the rules of procedure governing civil proceedings in all civil courts of the state. The Council is funded with a combination of general and other funds. The budget was reviewed in detail by the Public Safety Subcommittee of the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. The subcommittee approved a total budget of $18,000 for the Council. Of this amount, $10,000 is general fund and $8,000 is other funds. The source of the other funds is the Oregon State Bar Association. The budget does not provide for any position authority. Additionally, the subcommittee approved a budget note directing an interim work group to evaluate the role, function, and composition of the council. The council will also develop performance measures as part of this effort. The subcommittee expressed its thanks to the Council, the University of Oregon Law School, the Oregon State Bar Association, and the Oregon Judicial Department for their efforts to keep the Council operating during the 2003-05 biennium. I recommend Senate Bill 5563 be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 5564, Commission on Judicial Fitness and Disability, Senator Devlin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 5564 is the budget for the Commission on Judicial Fitness and Disability. The Commission receives and investigates complaints concerning the conduct of Justices of the Peace, Circuit Court Judges, and Appellate Court Judges. The Commission is funded entirely with general funds. The budget was reviewed in detail by the Public Safety Committee of the Joint Committee on Ways and Means. The subcommittee approved a total budget of $178,497 for the commission. The budget provides for one position for 0.50 FTE. The subcommittee also approved revised performance measures for the commission, as well as added two standard performance measures relating to customer satisfaction. I recommend Senate Bill 5564 be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended.
Thank you. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 5565, Land Use Board of Appeals, Senator Schrader. Senate Bill 5565 is the budget bill for the Land Use Board of Appeals. The board has exclusive jurisdiction to hear appeals of land use decisions made by state agencies, local governments, and special districts. The board was established in 1979 to provide prompt, professional, efficient resolution of land use issues and to create a constant, consistent body of land use law. The Natural Resources Subcommittee approved a total budget of $1,351,603 and 6 FTE. The budget is a 0.5% reduction from the governor's budget and a 6.8% increase over the 2003-05 legislatively approved level. The subcommittee reduced the governor's proposed budget to reflect the lower PERS rate and approved a technical adjustment to achieve a desired split in the funding sources for the agency's paralegal position. The subcommittee also reviewed and approved the agency's performance measures presented for the 05-07 biennium. I move Senate Bill 5565 be amended and reported out. Do pass as amended. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill, excuse me, 5566, Department of Veterans Affairs. Senator Carter, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 5566 is the dash one amendment. Is the budget bill for the Oregon Department of Veteran Affairs. The Department administers the Veterans Home Mortgage Loans Program, provides counseling and veterans claims services, education support, and manages the Oregon Veterans Home in the Dalles. The department's operations are supported mainly by other funds from its home mortgage loan program and the Veterans Home Program. Its general fund supports for education and claims and counseling services, including supports accounted to veterans services provided by them. Joint Ways and Means Transportation Economic Development Committee reviewed the budget in detail and recommended approval of a total budget of $635,113,000 FTE. Of that amount, $595,000,000 for the revolving loan program is non-limited. Other funds expenditure limitation of $37.9 million and $2.4 million general fund is provided for operating costs of the department. The budget was reduced by $84,000 to reflect the reduced PERS contribution rate from that provided for in the governor's recommended budget. Subcommittee reviewed the agency's performance measures and has approved some and recommended the department review others and return to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee during the random room with suggested changes to them. I move, Mr. Chairman, Senate Bill 5566 be amended and reported out to pass as amended.
Thank you very much, Senator. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 5567, the Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision. Senator Gordy, please.
Thank you. Senate Bill 5567 is the budget bill for the Board of Parole and Post-Prison Supervision. This three-member board is responsible for setting parole release dates, approving offender release plans and conditions of community supervision, administering revocation hearings, ordering sanctions for post-prison violators, and notifying victims of hearings and releases. The Joint Ways and Means Public Safety Subcommittee approved a budget for the board of $3,365,199 general fund and $9,517 other funds. The budget was adjusted for the change in the PERS rate as well as the reduction in the hourly attorney general rate. The subcommittee also transferred resources from services and supplies to provide sufficient funding to pay for board member compensation and to increase the board staffing by 0.25 FTE to respond to increased workload. The agency was instructed to monitor the effectiveness of this additional staff resource in terms of the new customer satisfaction performance measure under development. The subcommittee did not approve any changes to the budget to reflect the recent court decision regarding the ability of the board to designate predatory sex offenders. The board is seeking a legislative solution to avoid any budgetary impact of requiring additional psychological evaluations resulting from the court decision. If no legislative solution is found, the board may return to the emergency board for funding for the additional evaluations. Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 5567 be amended and reported out due pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Senate Bill 5568, the Oregon State Library, Senator Morris. Senator Devlin.
Senate Bill 5568 is the budget bill for the Oregon State Library. This agency provides information services to state government, reading materials to blind and printed disabled Oregonians, and grants and assistance to improve local library services. The Joint Committee on Ways and Means Education Subcommittee approved a total budget of $14.2 million and 42.47 FTE. The approved budget anticipates increased revenues from the Federal Library Services and Technology Act and a Gates Foundation grant, maintains general fund support for ready-to-read grants at 84 cents per child, and reorganizes the staff support for the talking books and braille services. Within the Government Research and Electronic Services Program, the subcommittee reduced the services and supplies expenditures to align with historical expenditures, eliminated a vacant position, and directed the agency to use other sources of revenue besides the assessment on state agencies to support the Talking Books and Braille Services Program. These changes result in a reduced assessment to state agencies totaling $375,000. The subcommittee reviewed performance measures and directed the agency to refine the measures and report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee during the interim. I recommend Senate Bill 5568 be amended and reported out to pass as amended.
Thank you, Senator. Any discussion? Any objection? I appreciate the hard work, extra hard work.
Yes, it took two work sessions to get the bill out.
You're an animal. Thank you very much. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you, committee members.